Good morning. Wake up. You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
How's it going? Friday on the show, we had so much fun. We missed Una. Thank you to Valerie for looking after things. Una will be back on Monday morning. We did kick off the show completely nerding out over technology and what is to come with new phones, especially something very special from Apple with a bit of a nostalgia twist. Check it out.
Friday, you weekend warriors heading off to Electric Picnic. Hope you got your phone charged.
Yeah, because it'd be a while before you get charged again, I say.
No, in fairness, there is phone chargers all over the picnic as well. And if they did what they did at some of the recent concerts where they are going around selling battery packs, branded battery packs.
That's very clever.
It is very clever.
Very clever.
Yeah, very clever. But maybe you might be, maybe you lose your phone and be in the market for a brand new phone. You're thinking, oh, what'll I get? Well, good news is that there is an Apple event coming up in September 9th. And they announce all the new Apple products. And one of them they're rumored to be announcing is a brand new Apple foldable iPhone.
Ooh, they're getting on that bandwagon, are they?
Yeah, I don't like. I've seen the. So you've got the Samsung Flip, which folds over. Mm. And then I've seen another one. I think it's a Huawei one, which opens out like a book. I get that one because it becomes a much larger screen, especially if you're using it to like watch TV if you're out and about and stuff like that.
Oh, good point, actually. Yeah. It would like double the screen size, obviously. So.
Yeah. I've always been tempted to go for, like, so I have an Apple phone, but I've always been tempted to go for the Pro, which is that little bit bigger. But then when you see the price of it, I'm like, good luck. You need to be on a different tax bracket for that bad boy. But there is new other phones coming, iPhone 17, which is coming, but there's an iPhone Air. So it's a much thinner iPhone, and they reckon that they'll be SIM card free as well, because you know you got eSIMs now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really, really handy if you're traveling and stuff, and if you don't have like a data package to travel abroad, you buy an eSIM package, which is really good. So it's basically there's a SIM, a virtual SIM built into your phone, which is the same with any of the smartwatches as well. So you don't technically need a SIM card to connect to a network. There's an eSIM inside it, which is good. But they reckon with the Apple Watch Ultra 3, they're going to have satellite connectivity, which is really, really good, because if you're out and about, if you're doing hiking or climbing or anything like that, and you need to make an emergency connection, and if you don't have your phone could be dead. There you go. Your watch is connected to the satellites. New iPods will be able to monitor your heart rate as well, because, you know, you can monitor the pulse of your heart rate in your ears. And new Pro camera designs with all the cameras and stuff. I think, though, Apple do need to catch up with some of the cameras on some of the phones. Like, some of the Samsung cameras are amazing, but the Google phone cameras. And Google have just announced a new phone as well, which I'm nearly tempted.
I just want to take a moment to appreciate the fact that I think you spoke for about 90 seconds solid there about technology and really showed how much interest you had in it, and then I stayed silent, which really showed how much interest I had in it.
I love technology.
No, I have to say, no, it's good information to have, because you know what, we need to know these things to have our options when we're buying things, you know.
Yeah, battery life, good quality camera, lots of memory and all of that. Anyway, so if you have the money, the new iPhone is going to cost you about $2,000, and it folds.
Irish, isn't that great crack? I love an old foldable phone, so I do.
Of course you do.
You're on iMornings
with Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Shortly after 7:30 on the show, we look at what our survey says, and we have to try and guess what the answer is from the question that's put to us. This was today's one. It was fun.
So what is our survey saying this morning? We're looking for your WhatsApps on 087-1102-107. Donald, what are we asking?
Today, survey says 69% of Irish people wait around... 69, yeah. 69% of Irish people wait around 18 months for this. What is this? Rated.
Yeah, Una left that for me to play. 18 months.
Jeez. 18 months, that's a long while to wait.
Yeah.
To wait for a Magic Mike dancer.
Come here, is it by any chance a new phone upgrade?
That is a good guess.
Because who's getting a new phone every year?
Yeah, some people don't do it, and you can still update it then 18 months, yeah.
Yeah, because usually within your upgrade, they usually like poke and say, hey.
Hi, are you upgrading? Here's an unbelievable deal that I need to tell you about. Hey, why aren't you replying to me?
It's like, whoa, hang on a sec. I'm not eligible for another, 12 months.
Why are you bothering me?
Hey, we'll sign you up for another 48 months. Come on. Hey, come over here.
Even when you do it through Apple, you can get it as soon as they come out, but people don't do it. They're just happy with the phone they've got, so they don't do it within the year. So.
Yeah, I've never been able to buy a phone outright.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's always on
I
the
did
never,
that,
never.
It's a waste, yeah.
Like, it's a great deal to get it for free. How much is your bill a month? €100. is it that?
It's not that, no. So that's right. A very smart guess, though.
Okay, 087-110-207 voice notes. The question we ask is...
69% of Irish people wait around 18 months for this. What is this?
What do you reckon, Valerie?
The dentist? That's what I'm thinking. I went to the dentist this week and I'd been procrastinating it a while. Now, all was fine, thanks be to God. But 18 months, I would think.
Really, for a dentist appointment?
Yeah, especially if you're looking for a dentist to get into a dentist.
And then it goes too long and you're like, oh my God, they're going to be judging me. They're going to be judging me.
And that's the thing, knowing, I know a few dental doctors and that, they do judge you.
They do.
They have a little WhatsApp group chat about you.
Sending pictures. Look at this mouth.
Look at the mouth on this yolk. All right. No, they don't. I'm joking. I don't know any dental doctors.
Survey says 69% of Irish people wait around 18 months for this. What is this?
Thank you, little scally rag.
You're welcome.
Good morning, guys. Is the answer to survey a hospital appointment?
Hospital appointments. Loads of people saying hospitals, GP appointments.
Yeah.
It's probably because that's the wait time for everything.
Yeah, it's pretty
shocking.
That's
true. Yeah, I mean, it's not the answer, no. But yeah, there is mad waits on hospital appointments.
All right, okay. Let's get another guest here. 087-110-207.
Morning, all. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Tommy and Roscommon here. Just wondering, is waiting around for late buses and late trains
18 months? I suppose maybe in your
all
lifetime.
Together, yeah. you won't be wrong, but it's not the answer to the survey now.
Right, 087-110-207.
Hi, Radio.
Survey says.
Survey says this morning
69% of Irish people wait around 18 months for this. What is this?
John Andrada says it's a wait for a driving test.
Oh yeah, that's a few people have been saying driving test actually. No, it's not wait for driving test. Good guess though.
I heard somewhere that the waiting time has reduced now, because it was crazy that it has reduced. Did you do something in the news about that recently, Valerie?
I'm fairly sure there has been improvements and it's not 18 months anymore.
Whoa! Yes. Celebration
17.
Arlene in Port Arling says, is it waiting for the kettle to boil?
Arish, you're waiting for the kettle to boil for 18 months.
Arlene, your kettle is broken.
Throw the kettle out at that stage now.
Hey, I quashed an old theory yesterday and I have a witness. Myself and Max were making curry and we were making rice. And I was making rice the Uncle John way, I think that it was.
Uncle Ben?
Uncle
John?
Yeah, he's a
food guy?
TikTok guy.
Oh, right.
And Gordon Ramsay swears by this as well. Uncle Tom, that's who it is.
Okay.
And you wait for the water to boil and then you cover it over and reduce the heat and you don't stir it. Anyway, so we literally watched the water and the pot boil. And it actually boiled.
I always cook my rice with boiling that water.
No, you put it in cold water and then you boil it.
Oh, I see.
But no, you know the way they say a watch pot never boils?
Oh, it does.
Boom! We watched it and it boils!
Well, would you look at that? Huh? You've disproved a theory.
You bet your backside I did. Here, let's get some WhatsApps.
Well, lads, there's a way for their co-workers to be found out before they get sacked.
Within 18 months?
Yeah, they usually last about 18 months. They get about 6 months reprieve when they get in. Then they get the work level get cranked up, and then by 18 months they're found out that they're absolutely useless. And then they get the sack.
I'm not sure now.
Wait for it.
18 months too late, if you ask me.
There you go. Is it 18? Is that it?
No, it's not that. He's got a valid point.
I like the way he uses us to vent his anger.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that can't be true because three of us are still here. And we've worked here longer than 18 months.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Right, let's get one more.
Morning. Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky!
Is the answer to Scally's Ali getting married? Like, you know, when you get engaged and then...
you got to wait 18 months to get married. Is that it?
Yeah, that is the answer, yeah. The average people
waiting... Well, that's underwhelming.
Yeah, the average people wait in Ireland is 18 months once they're engaged, and then they'll wait to get married, yeah.
No way!
That is... There you go.
There you go now.
Well, thanks. That has changed my life this morning, that survey.
There you go.
And that's what it's all about. It's about changing lives.
Thanks, Donal, for bringing that into my life.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
It was the first week of our brand new game called Rhyme It, and we had a winner. Was it today's contestant?
Rhyme it, just a little bit, no, all of it.
Rhyme It is our brand new game, which we absolutely love. Valerie, you have not played Rhyme It yet.
No, but I'm excited.
We're going to play with you in just a sec. We do have the iRadio mystery bag. Donald, you have rummaged through Una's drawers.
I had to clean myself afterwards.
You weren't even here. She wasn't even here for you to rummage through them. So if you do want to play Rhyme It, 087-1102-107, whoever gets the highest score at the end of the week will win the contents of the drawers. And the contents are going to be different every week because we literally clear them out. Nobody knows what's in there, but I can now reveal what's in. Would you like me to reveal what's
in? Go for it, yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'm opening the iRadio little bag. The first thing I'm pulling out is what I would describe as a big giant squishy, but it's a teddy bear pumpkin.
Yeah. This is a fan of Halloween, I think. This is the holidays, yeah.
Absolutely love that. And it doesn't look like it's been chewed by a dog, which is always a good thing. Oh, that's nice. It's a fancy scented candle.
Ooh.
Done a little glass.
I don't know if she knows I took that book.
Can I smell this?
Oh, yeah.
We're into cozy season.
Oh, that is
lovely. Oh, let me see.
Yeah, here, there you go. Have a whiff of that.
Yeah, that's nice.
I just got a shock off you.
Ooh.
That's nice, isn't it?
Ooh, it's very posh.
Oh,
like
look at this. She's going to be livid. Man, that's a 12-pack of purple snacks.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what else have we got in here? We got another iRadio bag, an iRadio lanyard. Oh, there's a... Trolley, the little trolley keys are the best thing ever.
So handy.
iRadio trolley key, iRadio pads, iRadio water bottle. Yes. So all of this goes into the bag. You can win all of this. 087-1102-107. We will play. Give us that candle back there, Mrs. Now.
Right. Fine.
That's how we rob things when you're not looking. So how you play? You've got to rhyme every answer with the word that we give you. We'll give you a go now here, Valerie. The word I'm going to give you is hair. All right.
Okay.
So every question I ask you, you've got to rhyme with it. What animal might you meet in the woods that give you quite a scare?
A bear.
Yeah. What do you sit on at the dining table?
A chair.
Yeah. Where do you go to ride roller coasters and eat cotton candy?
The fair.
There you go. It's as simple as that. If you'd like to play 087-1102-107, rhyme it on your name.
You're on iMornings
with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
All the crack crowd into one bite.
It's oh so quiet around the building today because the amount of people who work in iRadio who have disappeared with a rucksack and a sleeping bag under their arm, they're off to Electric Picnic. So we thought, what are things that you can say at Electric Picnic and in the bedroom?
Chaperone's going to be living in Stradbally, County Leash tonight on stage at the exact same time as the Saw Doctors are also on stage. Who did that lineup?
In one way, absolutely unbelievable to put them both, like, different places at the same time, just to see what happens.
So the Soul Doctors are in the Electric Arena where it is 7,000 capacity in a tent. So okay. If it's flashing rain, it's going to be jammers in there.
Yeah.
We know that for sure. Everyone's going to be down there, but listen, it's going to be cool. We did get a WhatsApp saying, have you seen the TikTok of the girls that ended up in Stradbally, County Waterford? No, but if anybody has a link, send it to us, 087-1102-107. We are, though, for the fun, because EP is on this weekend. Things that you can say at Electric Picnic and in the bedroom.
Morning, guys. Shane here in Galway.
Hey, Shane.
What you could say in both is that was an absolute banger.
It was a banger. Go on, back of the net with that one.
Well, sure is packed in here.
It is. Get in line.
Hold on tight. It's about to get louder.
Brilliant. Excellent. One more. Come on, Philip.
Rhythm's really starting to build. Can you feel it?
I can, yes.
Right. Time to get dirty.
Time to get dirty, yes, because it's going to be muddy. You know that for sure. I have one, which I think is very good. I can't find my shoe. So good. It's terrible, I know. 087-1102.
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
After 9 o'clock every morning, we play a game called Truth or Trash. It's all about facts, whether they're true or they're trash. We have to call each other out on it. We all kind of learn something off this as well, especially if they're real facts. And we're like, huh, never knew that. Did you learn anything today?
Truth or Trash.
What are you going to call it?
I was going to call it. I did call it Truth or Trash.
Truth or Trash. Okay, is everybody ready to play?
Oui.
Oh, oui? Oh. Bonjour.
Ça va bien.
Valerie, ever since you came in today, I keep getting electric shocks off everything. What is going on?
I don't know. It keeps happening to me. I feel like I'm the one that's causing it, though.
Static in those cookies.
I don't know what's happening. Sorry about that.
Valerie baked cookies.
We're going to go off air next.
We are. I hope not. Truth or Trash, we each have a fact and we try and convince each other that it is real. Donald, go first. Give us your fact.
My fact today. Pierce Brosnan, we all know as Mr. Bond and other roles, used to drive a bus for a living for a short time before his acting career took off.
Can we ask questions?
You can do. I might not give you a full answer, but
where did you drive the bus?
In Ireland.
Well, that was very specific, Donal, wasn't it? Now, we're in Ireland.
No, I'm not going to go any further than that because I don't actually know the answer.
Trash, and I'm locking it in because I know he did work in the cinema in Navan. I don't ever remember working as a bus driver.
What age was he? Was he quite young in the cinema?
I don't know his exact age, but I don't know if he ever worked as a bus driver.
I know this was older than he would have been in the cinema.
So he went from cinema to movies and theatre and stuff. That's all I know.
I'm going to say true just to be on the other side of it, because you said trash and it's no fun if we both get it right.
It's much better if we're both right and Donald's wrong.
Or if you might be wrong.
Yeah. All right, lock it in. All right, what is it?
It is trash.
Yo!
He worked
as a labourer before he was acting.
Didn't know he
was a labourer, yeah.
Was he a labourer? Yeah. Didn't know he was a politician. We're all weak. All right, Valerie, what have you got for us?
Okay, so because we're doing a lot of talking about Sabrina Carpenter today with Man's Best Friend coming out, mm-hmm. I want to know, is this true or is it trash? Sabrina Carpenter is related to Bart Simpson. What do you think?
I am saying true. I'm locking it in because Sabrina Carpenter's aunt is Nancy Cartwright, who is the voice for Bart Simpson.
Yeah, and because you've told me that so many times, Cooper, yes, I'm saying also.
Eat my shorts.
It is, in fact, true.
Yeah.
One. Cool fact.
Give us your rating of 0 to 10 of what you think of the new Sabrina Carpenter album, please. You listen to it today. It's out today.
I think it's a 10.
Whoa.
I really do think it's a 10.
Trash.
Cooper.
I'm joking,
you know
no.
We love Sabrina Carpenter here at iRadio.
I had a flick through it and it's definitely Sabrina Carpenter in that album there. It's really, really good. And the usual filth.
That's your compliment. It's definitely Sabrina Carpenter anyway.
She's got a style and she's got like the cheekiness, the naughtiness and the sexiness to go with it. All right, who's ready for the next fact?
Go for it.
Okay, as you know, it's Electric Picnic this weekend. We're very excited. I'm even more excited that those two people on TikTok who we still haven't found who made the way to Strabane, Ballycounty, Waterford, if you know who they are, or have a link, 087-1102-107. But there are loads of other festivals. It's not just about Electric Picnic. You know, you've got the Threshing Festival, which is also in Strabane, Ballycounty, Leash. And then you've got the Cheese Rolling Festival, which is in Cooper's Hill in Gloucester, in the UK. this festival, believe it or not, I don't think I've ever spoken about this, but this festival was actually created by an ancestor of mine, and it was made by mistake, and it is a cheese rolling festival because my uncle Bill Cooper fell down Cooper's Hill, because it's on their farm, and he was carrying cheese at the time, and everyone thought this was hilarious and they turned it into an actual event. That's my fact.
I feel like that sounds like some type of a nursery rhyme. Like that whole
Bill
story.
Cooper went up the hill.
It's giving Hansel and Gretel, Humpty Dumpty, that carry on. So for that reason,
Bill was not that portly to be calling him Humpty Dumpty.
He's fragile though.
He's big boned.
I just think it's a little bit far fetched.
Yeah.
A small bit. You had me at the beginning. And then you just gave too much detail. So I just think for that reason
you've
it's
done
trash.
An Una, yeah.
Are you locking that in?
Yeah, trash.
I think you've just saw that it's Cooper's Hill and gone, ah yeah, I'll just make up Bill. That'll go with that. So I'm going to say trash as well.
Locking it in.
Locking it in. This is true now, it's great.
Do you know my middle name?
No.
It's Stephen William, which is short for
yes,
which
for
is
Bill. Yeah.
That is my middle name. So Bill, which was given to me by my father, whose brother was also Bill as well. No, it's a bunch of trash. Yeah.
I have to say, I was a little bit like,
do you think I'd be sitting here on a beautiful rainy day, listening to you two go on, if I had a hill in Gloucester in the UK called Cooper's Hill, and there was a cheese rolling festival on at the moment? You think I'd be sitting here not watching the cheese rolling festival?
The thing I was thinking through that was, why was he at the top of the hill with cheese?
Why
would
it be? Place.
Yeah, because like you make it at the top of the hill, it's all got to do with gravity. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Do you know what though? Fair play to you for trying to pull the wool over our eyes, but also, you know, unfortunately it didn't work because Donal and I are way ahead of you.
You call me bluffing it, that's fair.
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I was so looking forward to this moment on the show where we could finally debut Chips Stuffing Cheese, the remix, the full song. We were talking to Alan about this whole thing. And on Monday after this, there's a bit of a twist to what actually happened. But just have a listen to this and I hope you enjoy it.
I'm ready for a world exclusive, an iRadio exclusive, because I've been challenged to do a remix. The remix was done by a voice note that came in at the start of the week from Alan, which was this.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it.
That was a takeaway order. Alan's on the phone. Good morning, Alan.
How are you guys?
Yeah, good. So your takeout order, which is
bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it.
Is this a regular thing, Alan, or is it a little treat that you would get every now and then?
A little treat.
A little treat. I'm trying to. I still haven't tried the chips and the stuffing.
Oh, you're missing out.
Oh, you know this one as well?
Yes, of course.
I've never heard of this.
No, I haven't either.
This is bizarre.
Of course.
Anyway, so this did kind of throw off a debate about the actual, the whole thing about it being an actual food. Should it be eaten and everyone's behind it. But also then Una says, you should remix that. And everyone's like, yeah, remix it. So we did a little bit of a tease at the start of the week. And then we went full fat on this. We went and did a full song. Now, I'm not going to lie to Alan, I've been very inspired by a lot of drill music I've been listening to and a lot of speed garage I've been listening to. You, so we've added some lyrics and some rap into it. Are you ready to hear it?
I am, yeah.
This is
nervous.
Chips Stuffing Cheese, the Full Fat Remix exclusive on iRadio. Here we go. Watch your basements, by the way. Let us know what you think. 087-110-207. Should we get Alan in to allow us to release this? New part, here we go.
Tell me that I'm ill cause I'm Esther. Underdog, 016 Leicester. Bro's got a job, I'm for man like Leicester. I'm a big baller, my name in the Esther. Key up being left, ain't nobody Wester. Send a big man West with a tester. Got an I'm sick, don't watch him, I'm Fester.
Jip, jump, and pepper shot.
That's good.
Jip, jump, pepper sauce, cheese.
There it is, the world exclusive to chips, stuffing and cheese. Alan, what do you think? Are you happy with what I did with the song?
You're a talented man.
All right, this is nearly as good as the feeling that I had when Declan Nerney says, yes, you can release the remix. So, Alan, shall we release this and let it be available to the entire world?
Yes, you can, yeah.
Yay! How much of a percentage of the rights are you looking for?
Oh, just a small.
10% of this, then. Alan, thank you so much. Have you any plans for the weekend apart from listening to that over and over and over again?
Nothing else.
Good
for
you.
The weather's not meant to be good, so
yeah, lock yourself indoors, listen to that at full volume, watch your basements, mate. Alan Farrell, Westmeath, you absolute legend. Thank you so much. Look after yourself.
Thank you.
Chips, stuffing, pepper, cheese. Love it.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
It was so much fun doing that remix, and more of it, I say. But there was a bit of a twist at the end, because after we played that, we did get a message, and we're going to revisit it on Monday. You don't want to miss what actually happened. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Have a blast, and we'll see you Monday morning from 6 a.m. on iRadio. Oh, follow, share, subscribe, all the usual bits. Thanks.